话。
好，咁我哋一齐祷告先啦。
So let us begin with a prayer.
亲爱嘅耶和华天父
，Our dear Heavenly Father Yahweh，
好感谢你每个星期将我哋带到翻嚟你嘅家去一齐敬拜同赞美你。
We're really thankful that each week you bring us together to your house, to your family to worship and praise you.
好感谢你俾呢个机会我去分享你喺我生命中嘅作为。
And really thank you for giving me this opportunity to share with the others your work in my life.
亦都求圣灵引领以下嘅时间。
And we ask that your spirit would lead the following time.
求你与我哋同在。
Please be with us.
愿所有荣耀同赞美都归于你。
And may all glory and praise be to you.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名义祈求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
阿门。
阿门。
大家好啦，咁我系 Samantha 啦。
Hi everyone, I'm Samantha。
咁今日咧，我就想同大家分享三个时段经历神嘅片段啦。
So today I'd like to share with you three periods in my life, my experience in those times。
咁分别系我第一次知道我需要神啦。
And how I encountered God in those different stages. So the first one was my realization of my need for God。
受浸前啦，同埋喺受浸后嘅三个片段。
And then before baptism and after baptism, so these three stages.
咁首先简单介绍下我屋企嘅背景啦。
So just to start with, firstly, yeah, let me introduce my family background.
咁系啦，有啲相啦，咁就系我喺香港嚟噶啦。
So I came from Hong Kong.
咁我喺一个基督教嘅家庭里面长大啦。
I grew up in a Christian family.
咁相信我爹哋妈咪大家都认识啦，系啦。
And I believe most of you would know my parents。
咁下面呢张相嘅时候，咁就系我同我表弟啦。
And the photograph at the bottom, it's me and my cousin。
咁我哋就由细到大一齐都喺中学长大嘅。
So we actually grew up together in Sunday school since we were young。
咁最下面呢张相咧，就系我妈咪嘅屋企嗰边嘅妈咪嗰边嘅屋企人啦。
So the last photo there is my relatives on my mother's side.
咁佢哋咁相嘅里面嘅人咧，咁全部都系翻我哋教会咁样。
So all the people in the photos, they all go to our church.
系啦，咁跟住，咁我由细到大啦，都揾到啲主日学嘅相啦，咁就由细到大都跟爹哋妈咪翻教会咁样嘅。
So I found many pictures of me and yeah my buddies from Sunday school.So yeah, I had attended the church and joined Sunday school.
認唔到啊？依個同依個係我嚟。
So some couldn't recognize which was me. So yeah, the one on the left
yeah,
of the photo.
On the left, yeah. 咁係啦。咁咁就分享咁第一個片段，點解我需要認點解覺得神係咁重要啦
？So to share with you how I came to see that God is very important.
咁就。俾少少相啦，大家睇啦。咁系关于喺我中学嘅时候嘅。
And is during my high school time。
咁喺我中学嘅升中学嘅时候啦。
So actually, yeah, in the UK we say secondary school. So when I entered secondary school，
咁我就入咗一间 band one 嘅中学啦。
I enrolled in a band one school that is like the top schools in Hong Kong。
咁喺同学之间啦，咁大家都会去不断比较成绩咁样。
And it was common practice for us to compare our grades with one another among the classmates.
咁喺中三嘅时候啦
，and when it came to form three, which is the equivalent to about year nine here.
咁我最好嘅朋友咧，咁就入咗精英班啦。
My best friend got into the so-called elite class.
咁所以我都俾咗自己一个目标咁样。
So since then, I set myself a goal.
咁就系下一年啦，我都要一定入精英班啦。
And that was, I must enter the elite class the following year.
咁但系我并唔系一个好叻嘅学生啦。
But I wasn't naturally gifted academically, like the top student I was not.
咁所以我只系靠我自己嘅努力啦，去点样去超越其他人啦。
So I had to rely on my hard work to surpass the others.
咁为咗达到呢个目标嘅时候咧
，In order to achieve this goal，
咁我就经常去挨夜温书啦。
I often stayed up till late studying.
咁可能凌晨2点先瞓，5点再起身温书咁样。
I stayed up till about 2 a.m. and then wake up again at 5 a.m. in the morning.
咁凭住自己嘅努力咧，
So with my hard work,
咁我嘅成绩的确进步好大。
my grades improved significantly.
咁喺中四嘅时候啦，咁我终于成功入咗精英班啦。
So when I got to Form 4, that's a year later, right? I finally made it into the elite class.
咁但系入咗精英班之后啦，又有另一样嘢啦。
But after I got into the elite class, there was something else.
咁就系由于当时我自己嘅成绩啦，喺精英班里面只系排喺中下游啦。
Because my grades at that time was kind of just in the middle or even lower.
咁对于我嚟讲咧，我系接受唔到嘅。
I couldn't accept that.
咁呢个亦都系令到我压力越嚟越大嘅其中一个原因啦。
And that was one of the main causes of the great stress that I was going through.
咁但系当时候咧，我都冇任何嘅察觉有咩问题嘅，
But I was still unaware what kind of problem that might lead to.
咁只系觉得我要将考好 DSE 啦，当为我人生唯一一个嘅目标啦。
So, the only thing I saw was I must ace in DSE, which is the equivalent to A level here.
咁所以啦，当时候咧，我每日放学啦，都会去唔同嘅补习班啦。
So at the time, after school each day, I would go to various tutorial classes.
咁強調一點啦，咁係我爹哋媽咪從來都冇逼過我讀書，亦都冇逼我去任何嘅補習班嘅。
So I got to emphasize here, my parents never gave me pressure, never forced me that I had to go to any of these tutorial classes.
咁 有時通常補習咧，就放學之後補習，就補習到10點11點先翻屋企咁樣啦。
So normally I would have these tutorial classes till about 10 o'clock. By the time I get home, it'll be about 10.
咁之後再去温書咁樣啦。
And then I'll continue studying.
咁有時翻到教會咧，亦都唔想去聽講道啦，
And then even when I went to church, I didn't want to listen to the sermons.
因為我覺得係浪費時間啦，呢啲時間應該攞嚟温書咁樣。
I felt it was such a waste of time. I should seize every moment to study.
咁當時候咧，咁其實我嘅人生裏面咧，就係真係得翻讀書嘅啫。
So you can see that at that point in my life revolved around studying.
咁喺呢3年嘅努力裏面啦，
And over those 3 years of hard work,
咁我嘅成績都的確不斷咁樣進步啦。
My grades really kept on improving.
咁最後尾就可以成功入到全級頭10咁樣。
And eventually, that placed me in the top 10 of my class.
咁但係咧，我嘅心理嘅健康咧，亦都慢慢開始出現問題啦。
But at the same time, my mental health started deteriorating.
咁自從中午開始啦，
So ever since Form 5,
咁我經常都會有想自殺嘅諗法。
so Form 5 would be about year 11 here.
Yes。
And I would often have these thoughts of these suicidal thoughts, so thoughts of wanting to end my own life.
咁有一次咧，試過補習之後咧，試過真係好想衝出馬路，見到車嚟咁，好想衝出馬路啦。
So I remembered one time after the tutorial class, I saw a car coming and I had that impulsive moment where I really wanted to just rush out.
因为我真系唔想再每日就系补习去考试读书咁样。
Because I really dreaded that kind of life where each day I wake up and it's just tutoring and studying and exams.
咁亦都试过一次，就系无啦啦唔知点解要喺屋企咁就喊咗1个钟头啦。
There was another time when I cried for no reason for an hour non-stop.
咁我亦都曾经对妈咪讲过一啲好伤害佢嘅说话啦。
I had also once said some really hurtful words to my mother.
就係如果我考唔到嘅話，咁我就會去跳樓咁樣嘅説話。
So basically, I told her if I couldn't pass, if I didn't pass the exam, I would just jump off this building.
咁好多年之後咧，其實我嘅好朋友都話翻俾我聽，其實當去到中六嘅時候咧，佢已經完全唔認識我啦，個感覺。
So years later, a close friend of mine actually told me back in Form 6, she felt that I was like a different person. She didn't know me anymore.
咁但系当时候咧，其实我都唔意识到自己心理有啲咩问题咁样。
But having said that, at that point, I still wasn't aware of my mental issues.
咁就系想将所有嘅问题都收埋啦。
I just wanted to kind of sweep everything under the carpet.
咁亦都从来冇谂过要向神去寻求帮助。
and I never thought of seeking help from God.
咁我只系觉得我越努力读书啦，
I just felt if I study harder,
咁我呢啲问题就会解决啦。
these problems would disappear, they would be
只
resolved.
sorry，成绩越好啦，咁就自己会更加安心啦。
So as long as I get better grades, I would have that peace of mind.
咁就我哋一齐睇一节经文啦。
So let's just read a Bible passage together.
咁就系喺约翰福音14章27节。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 27.
咁我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid.
咁真正嘅平安啦，
The real peace,
唔
or
系。
true peace,
唔系本身我有几叻啦，或者成绩有几好啦。
it's not about how intelligent I am or how well I do in my exams and things, grades.
呢啲可能我过往去依靠嘅地方去获得一啲安全感啦，喺大风大浪嘅时候，可能系毫无作用。
I later realized all these things that I relied on to kind of get my sense of security were useless in times of a storm in my life.
即使可能人嘅方法系有时可能有用啦，
Even if human methods may work sometimes,
但系啦，可能冇办法带俾我哋呢份即系长远啦，同埋真正嘅平安。
but they can never give us that true lasting peace.
咁真正嘅平安啦，真系由天上而嚟啦。
True peace comes from above.
系嗰一位永恒有能力同埋有慈爱嘅神。赐俾我哋噶啦，
This peace comes from the eternal, powerful, and loving God Himself.
咁但系当时候咧，我从来都冇去即系唔明白呢一点啦。
But back then, I didn't understand all this.
咁心里面咧就系每日都系喺忧愁里面啦。
So each day, my heart was filled with sadness and heaviness.
咁可能担心成绩退步啦。
I was anxious about my grades falling behind.
咁担心入唔到自己想入嘅大学啦，
Worried about not getting into the university I wanted to go into.
但从来都冇担心自己有冇资格入神嘅国。
But I was never concerned about whether I could enter the kingdom of God.
咁当时自己每日都系喺呢个忧愁里面啦。
So every day I lived in that sadness or anxiety.
咁大家都预想到我 DSE 嘅成绩唔系咁理想啦。
So maybe you could already anticipate that my grades were not that great for my DSE, which is the equivalent to the A level here.
咁當時候 DSE 嘅成績啦，比我預期低咗4分咁樣。
So my DSE results were 4 points lower than expected.
咁我都入唔到我最想入嘅大學同埋科啦。
So I couldn't get into my dream university, couldn't do the course that I wanted to do.
咁當時候我就覺得我成個世界都崩潰啦。
At the time, I felt my whole world collapse.
咁因為我嘅人生嘅目標就係考好 DSE 啊嘛。
Because my entire goal of my life is to do really well in my DSE exams.
咁所以咧，當時候我就拒絕同所有我熟悉嘅人見面啦，包括我嘅好朋友啦、我嘅親人啦、我嘅同學啦、我教會嘅所有嘅人都唔想見面啦。
So I ended up kind of excluding myself. I refused to meet any friends or classmates or my family or church friends.
咁將自己困咗喺屋企裏面啦。
I just locked myself at home.
咁就決定再重新再考多一次 DSE 啦。
And I decided to retake the exams.
咁但系咧，妈咪喺向神祷告之后咧，
But after my mother prayed to God,
咁佢就决定接受咗一间大学嘅 offer 啦。
She decided to accept an offer from a particular university.
咁当时我就不断咁喊，我话我唔要呢间大学嘅，系啦，我唔要呢间大学嘅 offer 啦。
And I remember I just kept crying and I refused to accept that offer. I kept saying I don't want to, this offer from this particular university.
咁但系妈咪话俾我听，呢个系佢祷告之后嘅决定啦。
But my mother then said to me, this was a decision that she made after praying to God.
因为佢觉得我唔可以再困自己喺屋企啦。
Because she felt that I could not just keep locking myself at home like that.
咁佢亦都希望我靠住神啦，可以重新再踏翻出去啦。
And she really hoped that I could stand back up and start anew by with God's help.
咁嗰一阵时啦，我姨妈啦同埋妈咪咧，咁就一直啦都陪住我去祷告咁样。
And all through that period, my mom and my aunts kept being by my side, praying with me.
咁教识我点样去依靠神啦。
They taught me how to rely on God.
咁当时我大概啦，应该有1个月啦，冇翻到教会咁样。
So for about a month, I stopped going to church.
咁但系我知道，开始知道我自己真系需要神同需要教会啦。
But I started to realize I actually need God. I needed the church.
咁但系我当时的确真系仲未有办法去面对一啲我仲熟悉嘅人啦。
But at that point, I was still not ready to face any familiar faces.
所以当大学开学嘅时候啦，
So when university started,
咁神就预备咗另一个教会，就系元朗教会啦。
So God prepared for me another church, and that was a sister church in Yuen Long.
咁亦都帮我慢慢喺心理问题行翻出嚟啦。
And he helped me to slowly overcome all these mental psychological struggles within me.
咁喺大学开学之后啦，我一直都有一个明确嘅目标嘅。
So after the university started, I had another clear goal.
咁就系我要转大学啦。
And that was, I must transfer to another university.
咁就系、是，但系妈咪同埋姨妈啦，都不断提醒我，你真系要仰望神啦。
But my aunt and my mom kept reminding me I must look up to God
依靠佢嘅带领啦。
to rely on his guidance for me.
咁而喺呢个过程里面呢，
And in this process,
咁我喺我嘅朋友口中里面得知啦。
I learned from a friend of mine.
要转大学咧，几乎系冇可能嘅事嚟嘅。
It was almost impossible to be able to transfer to another university.
咁佢话俾我听啦，上一个佢知道，系啦，佢听过啦，转大学嘅人咧嘅 GPA 咧系几乎满分，系有3.9，咁满分系4分啦。
So he told me that is a he, yeah? Or she, anyway.
He。
Okay, yeah, so this friend of mine, like, he told me that the last person who managed to successfully transfer had nearly perfect scores, so which was like a GPA as high as 3.9. So GPA is the grade point average, and in Hong Kong University, it's the Hong Kong University grading system, so 4 is the highest GPA that you can achieve. So just so those of us here would understand.
咁 由于咧喺，因为由于香港政府啦，会资助每一个大学生啦去读书啦，读大学啦。
Since the Hong Kong government funds each student for their university education,
咁即系意味住新嘅大学要去再重新去资助你啦，
that would mean that the new university would then have to refund you.
因为原本嘅政府资助已经去咗之前嗰间大学啦。
Okay, refund, not as in give you back the money, but fund you again. Okay. So sorry. So yeah, because the original funding had already gone to the university that accepted you in the first place.
咁呢、這个我呢个朋友啦，就话俾你听，咁即系你要够叻啦，咁新嘅大学先会去肯收你。
So my friend told me, unless you are outstanding, like the university would not consider accepting you.
咁当时我听完呢番说话之后啦，
After hearing that,
咁我就埋怨我妈咪点解要帮我接受呢个嘅 offer 啦。
I complained to my mom, why did you accept that offer?
咁點解唔俾我再重新考多次 DSE 啊？
Why didn't you just let me resit my DSE?
咁但係媽咪都去提醒我啦，
But my mother once again reminded me,
即係要去尋求神，
you must seek God.
即使可能喺人眼中看為係冇可能嘅事啦，但只要去定睛喺神，可能一切嘅事都有可能。
Even if it seems impossible in human eyes, as long as we fix our eyes on God, all things are possible.
咁喺呢一段時間裏面啦，
So during this time,
咁我開始真係慢慢意識到，其實我一直都將即係我一直以嚟都係將世界嘅追求放喺我自己人生嘅首位裏面啦。
I came to realize that all along I had prioritized my worldly pursuits. So I pursue after things in the world.
咁即使係我由細到大喺教會長大啦，但我都的確從來都冇定睛過去仰望神啦。
Even though I grew up in the church, I never really fixed my eyes on God Himself.
咁正正係喺呢個過程裏面啦，
And it was in this process,
咁我學識咗點更加多去依靠神啦。
I learned how to rely on God more.
咁將自己嘅憂慮啦，學習去交托俾天父。
To really entrust all my worries to our Heavenly Father.
咁每日就好似同朋友倾偈一样，每日就系将我自己有啲咩嘅好觉得好痛苦嘅嘢，都去祷告去交托俾神。
And each day I would chat with God as if chatting with a friend, learning to commit all my cares and anxieties into God's hands.
咁喺呢种嘅心态嘅改变下啦，
So with this change of mindset,
咁我亦都慢慢放低咗要转大学嘅呢份执着啦。
I gradually managed to let go of my obsession with transferring to another university.
咁亦都學識咗去順服神嘅安排啦。
And I also learned to obey, to submit to God's arrangements for me.
但好奇妙嘅事啦，
But something really amazing happened.
亦就係當我學識放低咗呢份執着嘅時候，同埋去依靠神嘅時候啦。
Just when I finally learned to let go of my own obsessions or my own stubbornness, but to rely on God,
咁有一间大学通知啦，咁就系佢接受决定收我啦。
a university notified me that they had accepted me.
咁即使啦，当时我嘅 GPA 并唔系满分咁高啦，
Even though my scores were far from perfect,
所以我亦都知道呢个绝对系神嘅恩典同埋帮助啦。
So I knew deeply that it was God's grace and His help.
咁所以我非常感恩神去俾我有呢段嘅经历啦。
So I'm really thankful to God for allowing me to go through this experience.
咁雖然過程中係好痛苦，亦都好唔開心啦。
Even though the process was really painful and with a lot of tears and sadness.
但如果我嘅人生係一帆風順嘅話咧，
But if my life had been smooth sailing all along,
冇任何需要神嘅地方啦。
there wouldn't be any need for God.
咁可能我今日都唔会企喺度同大家分享啦。
And I wouldn't be standing here sharing with you about him.
咁所以我哋再睇一节经文啦，
So now we can look at another Bible passage.
咁就系喺彼得前书5章6至7节啦。
First Peter chapter 5 verses 6 to 7.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you.
咁我哋之所以忧虑啦，
The reason we worry
咁系因为我哋信唔过神，
is because we don't trust in God, we lack faith in God.
我哋以为神唔顾念我哋啦，
We think that God doesn't really care about us.
唔能够或者唔愿意去帮我哋啦，
He's either unable or he's unwilling to help us.
我哋自以为是可以自己解决晒所有嘅问题。
We trust in ourselves and think we can solve our own problems.
咁我哋嘅自大啦、自信啦、唔信靠神啦，亦都系问题嘅症结啦。
So the root of the problem lies in our self-reliance, our pride, our being only sure of ourselves but not really trusting in God.
咁将我哋嘅忧虑啦，去交俾神啦，亦都系谦卑嘅一种表现啦。
Learning to cast our anxieties on God is actually a form of humility.
咁除非我哋肯谦卑、肯服喺神大能嘅手下面啦。
Unless we are willing to humble ourselves and submit to God's mighty hand,
咁我哋冇办法将我哋嘅忧虑去交俾神。
there's no way we can really entrust all our anxieties to God.
系啦，咁我呢个咧就系我第一个想分享俾大家，点解 第一次啦，去意識到神喺我生命裡面嘅重要性啦。
So this is the first period in my life, this experience I want to share with you, how God helped me realize my need for him.
咁第二件事啦，咁想同大家分享啦。
The second thing I would like to share with you.
咁係受浸前啦，亦都因着神嘅愛啦，俾我同爹哋嘅關係和好啦。
And it was before my baptism, because of God's love, my relationship with my father was restored.
咁可能有部分人都聽過我喺受浸認罪嘅時候提及到對爹哋嘅唔尊重啦。
Maybe some of you have already heard my the testimony or my confession of sin just before I got baptized, that I actually lacked respect towards my father in the past.
咁但系当时我都冇分享太多。
But at the time, I didn't share too much about this.
咁喺爹哋嘅同意下啦，我都想今日同大家分享多啲当中点样去经历神嘅爱啦。
And today, with my father's consent, I hope to share more with you how I experienced God through this relationship with my dad.
咁就好似呢张相咁啦。第一张相呢，
So this picture, first picture says it
咁
all.
你睇到啦，个样咧，其实同爹哋影相都唔系好愿意嘅，变晒嘴咁样啦。
So you can see that I wasn't particularly willing to have a picture with my dad. I was like, yeah, really, yeah, as you can see, 扁曬嘴，唔記得咗點啊。Something your lips, I forgot how you say it. Anyways.
系啦，咁虽然我唔记得当时我嘅影相嘅时候嘅谂法系咩啦，咁但系大概表达到我同爹哋嘅关系大概咁样啦。
So even though I had no memory of what I was really thinking at that time when the picture was taken, but this picture could tell you roughly how my relationship with my dad was at the time.
咁另外一张相咧，
And then another picture.
咁就系当时我受浸嘅时候，爹哋妈咪嚟英国噶啦。
It was taken when my parents came for my baptism.
咁我哋一齐就去咗类似行山嘅地方。
And yeah, they came to attend my baptism, and before that, we went on a hike together.
咁妈咪就捕捉到我跳上爹哋嘅身嗰一刻啦，嗰张相啦。
And my mom managed to capture that moment when I actually leaped and kind of like jumped onto my dad.
咁就表达到系啦，大概表达到嘅关系嘅转变啦。
So it kind of shows you that great change in my relationship with my dad.
咁喺我有记忆以嚟啦，
For as long as I could remember.
咁都系一直喺一个闹交嘅家庭里环境里面长大啦。
I grew up in this environment filled with arguments.
咁我同爹哋嘅关系咧，可以话系非常之差嘅。
And my relationship with my dad was extremely bad.
咁可以用九拗九骨嚟形容啦。
So it could be described by a Chinese saying, dogs fighting over a bone, kind of fighting. Yeah.
系啦，咁我由细到大啦，都非常之偏心妈咪嘅。
And since young, I had always favored my mom more than my dad.
咁而好惊我爹哋啦。
I was filled with fear towards my dad.
咁喺我细个时候，爹哋打我或者闹我嘅时候啦。
So when I was young, if my dad yelled at me or kind of snapped me, something like that, yeah.
咁我都会去反驳佢啦，
I would always argue back.
但系喺当中啦，我亦都讲过一啲伤害佢嘅说话啦。
But actually, in my arguing back, I had said some really hurtful words towards him as well.
咁但系慢慢长大之后啦，
But as I grew older,
咁我慢慢变到唔会再理佢讲任何嘅说话啦。
I began to just ignore practically everything that he says.
系啦，不论佢同我讲咩说话都好啦，
No matter what it was that he was trying to say to me,
咁我都唔会理佢咁样，
I would just ignore.
咁亦都好惊同佢一齐单独相处啦。
And I was extremely afraid of having to be alone with him.
咁如果我同佢单独出街嘅话咧，就会一前一后咁样行嘅。
So if I had to go out with my dad, one of us would always walk ahead and then another one just behind.
咁我好多时候都会睇佢唔顺眼啦，
And many times I would just pick on his faults.
咁觉得佢做咩嘢都唔啱咁样。
I felt that anything, everything that he did was wrong.
咁我有時都好羨慕我個好朋友啦，佢同佢爹哋嘅關係真係非常之好啦。
And sometimes I would really envy my friend who had a very close relationship with her dad.
咁但係我自己的確冇過一份嘅愛啦，去道歉啦，同埋去原諒。
But I really lacked that love to be able to apologize or to forgive.
咁有時候都好矛盾。
So sometimes I feel really conflicted inside.
咁有時知道爹哋係愛我嘅，
So on one hand, I knew my dad loves me.
但係我成日都會記住爹哋鬧過我嘅説話啦，亦都好似一條刺咁樣，永遠都好似喺個心裏面。
But I would always remember those words that my dad yelled at me, those hurtful words, and they are like this sting that remains in my heart that couldn't be taken away.
咁喺無形之中啦，亦都令我哋之間嘅隔膜越嚟越深啦。
So over time, that caused this great barrier between us.
咁亦都導致我哋嘅關係越嚟越差啦。
And that led to a further worsening of our relationship with one another.
咁而我自己一直都逃避啦，唔去面對我哋之間嘅關係啦。
And all along, I had just chosen to avoid facing up to this problem and to, avoid facing this tension in our relationship.
咁我甚至去逃避到一个程度啦，
And I was avoiding it up to a point where
咁我宁愿呢一世都唔去受浸啦，
I would rather not get baptized my entire life.
因为我觉得我冇爱可以同佢去和好啦。
Because I felt that I just didn't have that love and to be able to be reconciled with him.
因为我知道受浸嘅话，我一定要面对我同佢之间嘅关系啦。
Because I knew that at baptism I must face and resolve the problems in my relationship with my dad.
咁但系我唔想面对我同佢之间嘅关系啦。
But I just didn't want to confront these issues between us.
咁但系喺今次我决定受浸之前啦，
But this time, when I made up my mind to get baptized,
咁我唔想因为我同爹哋嘅关系啦，影响咗我同神去建立关系啦。
I didn't want my relationship with my dad to stand in the way to affect my relationship, my connection with God.
咁所以。當時候咧，Pastor Grace 咧亦都俾咗一啲意見我啦，
And at that time, Pastor Grace gave me some advice.
咁就叫我寫一封信俾爹哋啦。
He asked me to write a letter to my dad.
咁喺我哋兩個都冇任何嘅情緒之下咧，
And when both of us are calm without any strong emotions,
咁就用文字啦去表達翻我哋咁多年嘅積怨啦。
to really lay out in words, written words, all the grievances, all the problems that have built up over the years.
咁但系当我真系去思考点样去写一封信俾爹哋嘅时候啦，
But as I was pondering how I could write this letter to my father,
咁亦都真系有少少无从下笔嘅感觉。
I found myself completely at a loss. I don't know where to start.
咁所以当时候只能够去安静喺神面前啦，求佢带领自己点样写呢一封信啦。
So I could only come quietly before God, to pray for His guidance to help me finish writing this letter.
咁写一封信咧，都唔系最大嘅压力啦。
But the greatest pressure wasn't in writing the letter.
咁最大嘅压力就系要 send 出去嗰一刻啦。
So the greatest pressure came when I had to hit the send button. Was it an email? Yeah, no, no, send, actually sending the, yeah, posting the letter to him.
咁因唔系因为 WhatsApp。
Oh, okay, sending via WhatsApp. Okay, so yeah, anyway, so the greatest pressure was when I had to really send out that letter.
因为我唔知道爹哋会点样回应我啦。
Because I didn't know how my dad would respond.
亦都唔識得點樣去面對爹哋嘅回應啦。
And I also didn't know how I should then respond to his response.
咁所以喺我糾結咗幾個鐘頭之後咧，
So after struggling for several long
咁
hours,
我就決定喺香港嘅凌晨時間 send 俾佢啦。
so I decided to send this long letter at almost like 12 a.m. in Hong Kong time,
咁因为
midnight.
咁佢就回应，未即刻回唔使即刻回应住啦。
So that he couldn't just respond instantly.
咁 但系爹哋俾我嘅回应啦，
But My dad still gave me a response.
咁亦都非对我非常之大嘅鼓励啦。
And it brought great encouragement to me.
不论系佢当时候嘅回应啦，定系喺 summer camp 嘅回应分享啦。
Whether it was his response after I sent out the letter or his sharing at summer camp
咁都令我觉得神嘅爱好奇妙啦。
really made me marvel at God's amazing love.
咁其实我只系踏出咗一小步啦。
Actually, I had just taken this baby step, a tiny step.
咁但系就令我哋可以即系放低咗过往20年、20几年啦，咁唔开心啦。
But it really helped both of us to lay aside all these unhappiness that built up over the past 20 or so years.
咁当然啦，我亦都要学习点样继续同爹哋相处啦。
But of course, I still need to learn how to then get on with my dad, get along with him.
因为而家我哋一个身处喺英国，一个身处喺香港啦。
At the moment, one of us is here in the UK, one is still in Hong Kong.
咁我哋每日唔使一齐相处，唔使见面，咁当然咩事都冇啦。
We don't have to see each other, we don't have to interact with each other much, so of course there isn't much trouble.
咁所以要继续点样学习相处，亦都好需要依靠神啦。
But if I truly need to learn how to build up this relationship to interact with him, then I really need to rely on God.
咁不过啦，都好感恩嘅就系啦。
But what made me very grateful is that
咁就系我哋而家有时都会透过 WhatsApp 去分享自己嘅事啦，俾对方。
nowadays we would occasionally share bits of our lives, what's happening through WhatsApp with one another.
咁呢个系我哋过往绝对唔会主动联络对方啦。
So it's something that we would never have done before. We would never take the initiative to message or interact with one another.
咁所以都同大家睇两节经文啦。
So I want to share two Bible passages with you.
咁第一节经文啦，就喺以弗所书4章31至32节啦。
So the first one in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 to 32.
咁一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、喧闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督饶恕了你们一样。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 to 32. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you.
咁另一节经文啦，就系喺哥罗西书3章13节。
Another Bible verse in Colossians chapter 3, verse 13.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive one another who offends you. Remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others.
咁学识点样放低自己内心嘅一啲苦毒同埋怨恨啦。
So, learning to let go of the bitterness and resentment in my heart.
咁亦都真系学去以一个恩慈啦，同埋饶恕嘅心去面对我同爹哋嘅关系啦。
And to really learn to face my dad with God's kind of loving kindness and forgiveness.
咁当我愿意去将自己嘅心啦，去交俾神嘅时候啦，
When I'm willing to really give my heart to God.
咁佢会赐力量啦，俾我哋去面对呢段关系。
He will grant me the strength to face this relationship.
咁坦白讲啦，
Honestly speaking,
咁如果冇神嘅话，我同爹哋嘅关系咧，可能呢世都会处于一个我哋两个都好痛苦嘅关系里面啦。
if it weren't for God intervening, my relationship with my dad will probably remain very painful for the rest of our lives.
咁可能以前我成日都会觉得自己啦，或者对方啦，都唔会改变噶啦。
Well, perhaps in the past, I used to think that myself or the other person would never change.
但正如主去饶恕咗我哋一样啦。
But just as the Lord has forgiven us,
咁我哋亦都应该彼此去包容啦，同埋饶恕。
we should also be forbearing, be patient, and to forgive one another.
咁记住啦，神嘅爱啦，同埋饶恕啦，亦都系我哋嘅力量啦。
And let us remember God's love and His forgiveness are our strength.
咁分享完第二件事啦，咁就最后一件事想同大家分享就系受浸之后啦。
So finally, the last thing I would like to share with you is what happens after my baptism.
咁喺受浸之后，就想分享受浸之后神去改变自己嘅内心啦。
How God transformed my heart, how He changed my heart after baptism.
咁大家都知道啦，我一直由上年10月开始去揾紧工作啦。
I think most of you know that ever since last October, October last year, I already started applying for many jobs.
咁当时候我喺曼城同埋利物浦两个地方咧都有申请工作。
At the time, I had applied for different positions in Manchester and Liverpool.
咁但系咧一直都未有工作去请自己啦。
But so far, there was no response. No one wanted to hire me.
咁但系喺受浸之后咧就有。受浸之后就有机会喺大学参与外展服侍啦。
But after I got baptized, I had the opportunity to participate in the university outreach.
咁当时候咧，我谂咗几日先去问 Pastor Grace 我可唔可以去帮手啦。
And actually, I remembered I had pondered for a few days, and then I asked Pastor Grace whether I could be part of that outreach.
因为我纠结嘅原因啦。
Well, the reason for my hesitation or struggling was.
咁係因為我知道我自己嘅性格啦，亦都唔係好識去主動點樣去認識人。
Because I knew my character, my nature is someone who is quite passive, like I wouldn't want to take initiative to get to know other people.
咁但係神啦都去提醒自己啦。
But God reminded me.
咁如果我當時候有工作嘅話咧，
Well, if I had already got a job by then,
咁可能我就冇咗呢個服侍嘅機會啦。
I wouldn't have this opportunity to serve in the university outreach.
咁如果我下一年有工作嘅時候，
So if say next year I'm already at work,
咁可能亦都冇辦法去全程參與啦。
Again, I wouldn't be able to be so fully involved in this.
咁所以都好感恩神去俾呢個機會自己啦。
So I'm very thankful that God had granted me that opportunity.
因為我知道其實最大嘅得益咧係我自己啦。
Because I knew that in that process, I'm the one that benefited the most.
雖然可能有時俾人拒絕嘅時候好尷尬啦，覺得。
Even though when you are rejected by other students, like you might feel a bit embarrassed.
咁但係亦都有好多去鼓勵到自己嘅人啦。
But there were many people who really encouraged me.
咁我哋只係神嘅器皿啦。
And we are all just instruments or vessels of God.
去裝載神嘅祝福啦。
Carrying God's blessings.
咁唔應該俾自己嘅軟弱啦，去阻礙到神嘅工作啦。
And we should not allow our weaknesses to hinder the work of God.
咁亦都因為參與咗外展啦。
And it's also because I participated in this university outreach.
咁所以我想更加多參與大學嘅查經組啦。
I desire to participate more in the university Bible study group.
咁所以我先決定只係喺利物浦揾工作啦。
And that was what made me decide to focus only on finding a job in Liverpool.
咁所以呢個亦都係神去改變自己喺揾工作嘅時候嘅一啲諗法啦。
So that was how God slowly changed my heart, my attitude, in this process of job searching.
咁喺完咗 Outreach 之後咧。
So after the university outreach ended,
咁都有幾份唔同嘅工作去邀請我去面試啦。
I received several job interviews.
咁但係都因為唔同嘅原因啦，唔成功啦。
But for one reason or another, none of them was successful.
咁我都必須承認自己嘅軟弱嘅。
And I have to admit my weaknesses.
咁我會有唔開心啦。
I did feel sad.
咁誒會有喊啦。
I shed tears.
咁會覺得自己冇用嘅時候啦。
I felt useless.
咁亦都會覺得好大壓力嘅時候咁。
And also, I did experience immense stress and pressure.
咁但係都好感恩啦，神俾我睇到佢嘅美善啦。
But I'm very thankful that God still showed me His love, His goodness.
咁佢對我嘅愛啦。
Yeah, His love towards me.
亦都睇到身邊嘅人對自己嘅愛啦。
And I've also felt the love from all those around me.
咁去不斷為自己禱告啦，
They continuously pray for me,
去關心我啦，
to show their concern,
去鼓勵我啦，
to encourage me,
同埋去陪伴我咁樣。
and to accompany me.
咁最後我哋都一齊睇一節經文啦。
So, let us read one last passage
咁就係喺以賽亞書，
in Isaiah chapter 40.
係以賽亞書40:29-31。
Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 to 31.
疲乏的，他赐能力；软弱的，他加力量。就是年轻人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。但那等候也位的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for Yahweh shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
咁神都俾我睇喺另一个角度啦，去睇呢件事啦。
So God allowed me to look at this whole thing from another angle, another perspective.
咁就系当困难嚟嘅时候啦。
When difficulties arise,
咁我哋都净系睇住嗰一个困难啦，
we tend to focus only on the immediate challenges,
睇住今日遇到嘅事啦。
only focus on what's going on at this very moment,
睇住今日遇到嘅事对自己嘅影响，
and just feeling the impacts of these things that are happening right now,
即系睇住自己嘅一啲感受啦。
and focusing only on our emotions.
咁而呢啲感受亦都会随住时间可能越嚟越强烈啦。
And these feelings tend to intensify over time.
咁令我哋真系冇办法喺永恒嘅角度啦，去睇今日嘅困难啦。
And making it almost impossible for us to view our current difficulties from an eternal perspective.
咁眼前嘅痛苦咧，总系令我哋觉得好难以去接受，好难顶啦。
So usually the anguish, the suffering that we are facing at that moment, right in front of us, often makes us feel Auntie, can you say that again?
眼前嘅痛苦咧，总系令我哋觉得好
Okay.
难以接受啦。
Okay. So actually, it's very hard to accept, all the pain that you're going through right here, right now, and right here. Yeah.
咁但系当真系从永恒嘅角度去睇而家嘅时候啦，
But as we look at things from an eternal perspective,
咁今日嘅困难可能就变到真系好一件好小嘅事啦。
then today's challenge might actually become very small in the bigger scheme of things, in light of the bigger scheme of things.
咁我亦都去即系体会到啦，其实。呢个嘅困难啦，或者呢啲时候嘅无助啦，其实都系一个嘅祝福嚟嘅。
And actually now I realize all these difficulties and helplessness that I went through are actually blessings in disguise.
咁可能喺我生命里面啦，亦都有好多嘢需要俾喺呢段时间俾神去锻炼啦。
Maybe there are many things that God sees the need to train me up in during this stage of my life.
亦都去系依靠神嘅一啲嘅好机会啦。
And also, this provides the precious opportunity for me to rely on God.
咁亦都系喺呢段时间尝试去学习明白神究竟想我喺过程中学啲咩嘢。
And it's also through this time that I've been seeking to understand what lessons God wants me to learn in the process.
咁亦都系我同佢建立更深嘅关系嘅一段嘅机会啦。
And it's also an opportunity to help me build an even deeper relationship with God Himself.
系啦，咁最后咧，我都想同大家去分享一首我最近一直听紧嘅诗歌啦。
So, as we close, I would like to share with you a song that I've been listening to over and over again lately.
咁呢段时间呢首歌去一直去鼓励住自己啦。
And recently, this song has really been encouraging me.
咁呢首歌咧，其實係我受浸嘅時候啦，星期一查經小組唱佢哋唱嘅一首歌啦，就叫做《Goodness of God
So this song was actually presented by the Monday Bible Study Group at my baptism, and the name of the song is Goodness of God. 神嘅美善。
》。神嘅美善啊，系啊。
So would you like to invite them to sing along or just listen?
冇
Yeah,
所
like if they do
谓，
want to join
如
the
果你
band,
哋
right?
想唱
Yes.
嘅，
系啦，即系大家有兴趣可以跟住一齐唱嘅。 thank you, Samantha，好多谢 Samantha 同我哋分享，好诚实嘅系咪？敞开自己嘅心同我哋分享。Yeah, really thanks Samantha for being so honest and just opening herself. Yeah, very raw in her sharing. So really appreciate that. And like you said, really may all glory and praise be to God Himself. 即系好似 Samantha 自己都讲啦，希望一切荣耀赞美都俾翻神啦。Because if it weren't for God, again as she said, maybe her relationship with her loving dad would still be very tense, and it would be such a pity, isn't it? When both persons actually love each other, but you just don't know how to express that, how to get over those hurdles or the hurt that have been inflicted at some point. 咁如果大家其實兩個人都係好愛大家嘅，但係即係因為大家都唔知道應該點樣表達嗰份愛，或者過往發生咗一啲事，唔知道點樣去處理啊，唔想面對。Then 就好可惜啦，即系个关系就一路咁样。So yeah, really thank God. He's a God who works miracles. 咁我哋认识嘅呢个神系一个行神迹奇事嘅神。So yeah, let us pray and give thanks to God once again. I'll pray. So let us pray. Our gracious Father, Yahweh our God, 我哋恩赐嘅神，Yahweh. Yeah, we do thank you for your love, each one of us. 我哋都感謝你對我哋每個人嘅愛。Yeah, you've really been searching for us to come back to you, the ultimate, the best Father in the world. 你都一路喺度尋找我哋，希望我哋都可以翻返嚟最愛我哋呢位完全完美嘅天父身邊。Yeah, Father, we know that you have created families or different relationships for us to learn how we should also relate to you. 我知道你創造或者設立咗唔同嘅關係，都係希望我哋可以學習點樣去同你去相處。And you want us to really humble ourselves before you so that you can really guide us in all our decisions and all our actions. 你都好希望我哋可以學習謙卑啦，去信靠你去讓你帶領我哋每一個決定去點樣去行動。So yeah, Father, we do come before you. If there's any one of us here that resonates, that echo with any part of Samantha's sharing, 如果我哋在座當中有任何人係能夠即係對 Samantha 嘅分享有一啲嘅回應回響嘅時候，yeah, please speak to their hearts. Please help them to also call out to you, God, Yahweh, our God. Please help me. 希望佢哋都可以從心底裏面自己去發出呢份嘅呼求。去呼求 Yahweh 神啊，求你就帮助我啦。Yeah, to really admit to God that yeah, we are but human beings, we are limited. We can't just rely on our own understanding. 都让我哋去承认我哋只不过系人，我哋都系有限嘅，我哋唔好去依靠自己嘅聪明。Yeah, Father, we pray that none of us will go away unchanged. 希望我哋今日每一个人嚟到听咗呢个见证，唔会都系冇改变就离去。Rather, help us to experience the power of your love, the power of your word in our lives. 帮我哋去经历你嘅话语，你嘅爱喺我哋生命中嘅力量。Yeah, may we all walk away, at least starting a baby step, a small step forward, like what Samantha did. 都希望我哋每个人都愿意行一小步，哪怕睇落去系好微小一小步。就好似 Samantha 都係咁樣去學習，and so that we can all experience you. And like what Brother Alex also said, may we not just hear about you, but to really know you face to face, to experience you in our lives. 亦都好似 Alex 弟兄，一開始唱詩歌都去同我哋講，希望我哋唔係淨係風聞有神，而係親眼見到神，能夠經歷神。Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer. 感謝天父聽我哋嘅禱告。May all glory and praise be to you. 愿一切荣耀赞美归俾你，阿门。